RTE Radio 1. This is the News at 1 with Áine Lawler. Good afternoon to you. The headlines this Friday lunchtime. Boris Johnson is continuing efforts at Westminster to win support for his Brexit deal ahead of tomorrow's crucial House of Commons vote. Kurdish-led forces in northeast Syria have accused Turkey. The news is read by Ciarán Ivrin.
The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will hold a cabinet meeting later this afternoon ahead of a crucial vote at Westminster tomorrow. A Downing Street spokeswoman said his team will continue speaking to lawmakers from across the House of Commons today in the continuing effort to win support for the deal agreed with the EU yesterday. Much of the focus is on Conservatives who rebelled last month and on Labour MPs who might vote with the minority government. Mr Johnson says he's very confident that MPs will support his deal, but the final result is expected to be very tight. From London, Dimitri O'Donnell reports.
Boris Johnson's efforts are now focused on winning over opposition Labour MPs in leave voting areas, a group of hardline Tory Brexiteers and 23 former Tory MPs who now sit as independents. The Prime Minister will hold a cabinet meeting in Number 10 later to assess the state of play ahead of tomorrow's key vote. If the Brexit deal is approved, the legislative process to implement it could begin as soon as Monday, according to a Downing Street spokesperson. If it fails, Mr Johnson will have to ask for a delay in order to avoid a no-deal exit. Dimitri O'Donnell, RTE News, London.
The Taoiseach Dan Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade, Simon Coveney, has said that contingency plans are in place for the island of Ireland for all scenarios following the conclusion of a deal between the EU and the UK. Mr Coveney also said that if the latest deal isn't ratified by the House of Commons tomorrow, it'll be up to the Parliament in Britain to decide what to do next. Speaking in Cork this afternoon, he said that Mr Johnson will be obliged by law to apply for another extension rather than allow a no-deal Brexit take place, and that a decision will then have to be made by the European Council if a request does arrive. The Kurdish-led militia in northeast Syria has...
This is News Talk.
Now, we're rejoined by former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern. The line dropped out in the middle of our conversation. Bertie, we're talking about the influence of the Good Friday Agreement in the implementation of this deal between the EU and the UK. We always thought that was to do with internal matters in Northern Ireland, not necessarily with EU-UK relations, that competence rested with Westminster.
Yeah, that's the point, Pat, and you're correct. This issue of consent, which was being played up big time across the airways last night, I think this is a misnomer, as consent in the Good Friday Agreement context refers to the right of the people of the island of Ireland, north and south, to bring about a united Ireland, if that is their wish, and accepting that this right must be achieved and exercised within subject to the agreement and consent of a majority of people in Northern Ireland. That's what the consent provision is about. And the agreement that's on the table now, it gives a real democratic right to the people of Northern Ireland through the institutions of the Good Friday Agreement and into the operation of the EU-UK withdrawal agreement. And I think it's important because a lot of the things were said last night are just incorrect. The agreement and the protocol very much reaffirms the Good Friday Agreement and is without prejudice to the constitutional status of Northern Ireland and the principle of consent. It's a different issue.
Okay, so this actually gives them more, this business of an assembly vote on changing the status of the within the single market or whatever else. It actually gives them more than they would have had under the Good Friday Agreement.
Yeah, because, I mean, the Good Friday Agreement does provide for certain procedures for securing cross-community support for legislation in relation to devolved responsibilities. But this isn't isn't that issue. This is a provision for electing and give re-weight to a decision at the Assembly, and that's supposed to be cross-community. So I think what's happening is there's confusion. I know why they're doing it, but there's confusion between what is the consent principle of the Good Friday Agreement and what is the petition of concern, which is a different issue.
All right.
And I just don't think it should muddy the waters, because it's an important point from which...
The line is actually fairly bad, so we leave it there, Bertie Ahern, and we will maybe have a conversation on another day about the likelihood of a border poll within the decade, depending on how things go in the Assembly. Former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern there, thank you very much.
Radio Gibraltar News.
The GSLP Liberals will govern Gibraltar for another 4 years. The GSD will once again form opposition, with Together Gibraltar leader Malin Hassanon also a member of parliament. And all 10 alliance candidates were sworn in as government ministers. The re-elected chief minister gave an emotional speech in which he highlighted Brexit as a major responsibility the government will now have to tackle in the next 4 years.
By the end of these next 4 years, nothing will be the same. We are facing our greatest challenge. The age of entitlement is over. This morning we see the dawning of a new age of responsibility, an age of sustainability, because we always trust you, the people, to get the decision right in a general election. You have placed your trust in us once more, a huge vote of confidence in our work for Gibraltar to date, a vindication that we have been right to defend Gibraltar's interests in the way that we have to date. And we will not let you down going forward.
We'll be hearing more of the Chief Minister's speech following this bulletin. Meanwhile, Together Gibraltar's leader, Malin Hassanon, topped the opposition members. In Brexit news, the UK and the European Union have agreed a new deal. The Prime Minister has confirmed. Boris Johnson says a new deal takes back control. The deal will be presented to the UK and European parliaments and go for a vote in the House of Commons tomorrow. However, the DUP and Labour have said they will reject the deal. Outgoing EU President Jean-Claude Juncker warned there'll be no new Brexit extension after the 31st of October. However, European Council President Donald Tusk has refused to rule this out. Jonathan Sacramento has more.
The deal hinges around the removal of the backstop, a solution negotiated by Theresa May to remove the uncertainty surrounding the Irish border after Brexit. The EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, says under the terms of the new deal, Northern Ireland will remain aligned to some EU rules on goods and remain in the UK customs zone, but also with an entry point to the EU single market. Northern Ireland representatives will be able to make a decision every 4 years about whether to continue applying EU rules. But there is uncertainty as to whether Mr. Johnson will have enough support within the House of Commons. The DUP has said they still cannot support the deal, and Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn says this deal is even worse than Theresa May's. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said this was a fair and balanced agreement and added it was time to complete the withdrawal process and move on.
The Royal Gibraltar Police's 2019 recruit class will be holding a family fun day at Casemates tomorrow. The event is an aid of the RGP Charity Committee, which supports numerous charities. There'll be police kit and equipment on display, a raffle, and games like Soak the Copper.